Hello, my name is Benjamin Zurstrassen. I'm the curator of the Horta Museum.
You are collaborating with the Fashion and Lace Museum and the Musée d'Ixelles. So you're using the Horta house as a background for pieces that are coming from those museums.
Yes, it's almost the first time that we are doing this new kind of collaboration. And I think that nowadays it is always better for everyone, for institutions, for visitors. It's also quite funny to encourage and to support this invitation to other institutions to come to your institution, if I may say.
So here you're going to have dresses.
Yes, so things are quite well organized, I think, because the Museum for Lace and Fashion did a very good work. And the idea is to present four pieces, three robes and also two fans, in a room of the museum, of the house, rather, in connection with one painting coming from the Musée d'Ixelles. So you have fashion, you have architecture, decorative arts and paintings, but together.
So the paintings reflect the sort of the dresses in a certain way?
I would rather say that we present this project to the Anka, who work at the Musée d'Ixelles, and on this basis, she proposed to us a selection of painting. And we chose that. Our main idea was more to show the domestic aspect of what is being a woman in the 19th century, what is to live in a house during the 19th century. So one of the main focus of the Horta Museum is that it is a house, and that even if we show artworks with explanation, etc., it's very often important to remind to the visitor that people used to live there and that there is also a domestic, almost functional thing in each room, in each space, which reflect also the habitus, the way of life of that time. So putting together painting and dresses might underline this aspect.
And all of this is Art Nouveau. So people think of Art Nouveau as architecture, but this is fashion, this is paintings, this is all Art Nouveau.
That's when it's getting even more interesting, because there are a little bit of influence of Art Nouveau into fashion, coming from England already with William Morris, with the aesthetic movement dresses.
In fabrics.
Yeah, in fabrics. But the dress, it was the reform movement, a link with the Art Nouveau, was also linked with the feminism and the will of freeing the woman from the corset. So William Morris did that in England, Henri van der Velde in Belgium did that too. But those reform dress, as they were sometimes called, only touched very few women at that time. So in fact, and it's something which has been always very interesting for me, when you look at picture of Art Nouveau interior at that time, you would see this very new and modern ornament and architecture, but in it, women with very conservative dresses. So we show here conservative dress, the fashion ones of that time. We do not have any reform dress. There are almost not a single one has been saved until today. But the way of drawing a plant, a flower, this Art Nouveau fashion was also, of course, influenced also deeply the fashion and dresses of that time. So we also show dress with some formal Art Nouveau influence on it.
And the paintings, what are they paintings of?
So you have the first painting which welcomed the visitor. I'm very happy that the Ixelles Museum accepts to lend it to us. It's a painting by Constantin Meunier. He used to be a friend of Victor Horta. We know him very well for sculpture and painting of workers. But when he was very young, he did a very charming painting of women in the same way as Stevens and other painters did. It was painting for the bourgeoisie, very fashionable, a little bit conservative. And one of them is there. It's a daughter, Jeanne. You will also see a couple of artists having some tea in an interior, and then it shows you the taste and the way of life of that time. And then also some other painting were selected in connection with the room. So a beautiful tree in what we call sometimes in Belgium the National Impressionism, because the Belgian Impressionism is very different than the French one, by a woman artist called Juliette Wiseman, will be showed in the boudoirs.
So this is going to be a very sensuous experience, and it's open until January 15th.
Yeah, it's not very long, because those fabrics are awfully fragile, so it's only 2 months. It's a little event, if I can put it that way.
Thank you very much.